This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, chatting, texting, whatever it is, however you communicate with us, right? I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, okay? MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. You want to head over that way? I'm telling you that Mike Lindell is doing what he can to help save this country, help make sure you make a few bucks, I make a few bucks, you get great product. And it's real simple. Go to MyPillow.com, right? Promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off right now. There's some great deals on the MyPillow 2.0. And I'm not trying to hawk product here. But so the reality behind it is he is trying to give you great product, low prices, help us make a few bucks. All right? It's that simple. And you can save big money. Look, so you guys used to complain to me, tell me that the slippers were way too much money. They're down now to just under 50 bucks. Christmas is coming up. And there's so many products that you can buy to keep Americans working, right? Your fellow Americans, people that fight for the same things you do. Mike is fighting for the same things you do. There are mattress toppers, towel sets. All kinds of stuff that most guys don't know about. I don't know about any of these things. Again, pillowcases, body pillows, all kinds of stuff. Head over there, peruse. It's free to peruse. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You will save, I guarantee it, you'll save a boatload of money. Not that hard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Governor Newsom's at it again. Well, actually, he never really stopped, so I don't know why I say he's at it again. Seriously. This guy's a real piece of work. Mario Lopez was blasting Newsom for being, he's tougher on Skittles, he's tougher on sweets in California than he is about drugs. When it comes to making California safer, this guy's like, he's just out in left field somewhere. There's a whole bunch of state lawmakers right now. And they're banning, ready for this one? They're banning Skittles candy and other products that contain cancer-causing additives. While the drug and the homeless problem in California is skyrocketing, do these people not have two brain cells to work with? I mean, seriously. Now, Lopez posted, what's his name? Mario Lopez. He's all over blasting him right now. Up on Twitter, X, whatever. He says, crime is through the roof, worst drug epidemic ever, homelessness is out of control, all-time high here in California, but we must make sure that our kids don't get their hands on Skittles.
Fentanyl, not so much. Skittles, yes. Unreal. I'm sorry, just unreal. Okay? Anyway, he goes on to say that the reality is these people are out of touch with reality. Newsom signed the AB 418 on Saturday, a new law that bans four additives that had been used to make Skittles and other popular foods, well, because of their links to cancer. And they're also mood-altering. Don't you love this? They're mood... Right, because fentanyl's not mood-altering. You know, dope is not mood-altering. Are we for real here? Red dye number three is one of the additives used in Skittles and other popular candies like hot tamales and Pez. The text of the bill say that starting in 2027, a person or entity shall not manufacture, sell, deliver, distribute, hold, or offer for sale in commerce a food product for human consumption that contains those additives. So you'll be able to get them in other states after a while. So the reason behind that is that a lot of these manufacturers, right, if the majority or good majority of their product comes from California or goes to California, sold to California, if they can't sell it anymore, they're going to change it. Right? I mean, seriously. Right? The bill would also make a violation of these provisions punishable by a civil penalty not to exceed $5,000 for the first violation and $10,000 each subsequent. So, you know, if you sneak them in and try to sell them, you're going to get nailed. Look, I tried to buy, this is hilarious. So I tried to buy a product for my wife that she's been using for a year, year and a half. And it worked great. Great product. Not a problem. And since it no longer meets California standards for air quality, something or other, I don't even know. I don't even know why it doesn't meet it. I went to buy it on Amazon. You know how they have that button, purchase again? Yeah, I went to purchase again. And they said, sorry, can't send to your state anymore. Yeah, Governor says this isn't worth it. Unreal. There is nothing about this product that hurts the ear. Matter of fact, everything it did was worth it. Now, Lopez went off. I mean, really went off on going over the state's crime and homelessness problems. He said, think about this. In San Francisco alone, crime has risen over 21%, right? Robbery's up 14%. Motor vehicle theft up 15%. But we've got to eliminate Skittles. That is the problem. Come and see your host, Bill Goffar. A lot more Brad Dacus after.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? You want to make sure you're part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. That means you got to get informed. That means you got to have a clue. Okay? I know it's tough. I know if I ask you to do anything on your own, I know some of you whine and snivel and say, you know, I got to look it up. Yeah. Even if I tell you something, go look it up yourself. That's really the way to go with it. And you don't listen to me just because I have a microphone. That doesn't mean a darn thing. It just means I have a microphone. All right? And that's why I bring on people that have a clue. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me and Brad, always love when you're on the show with me. I get so much information.
Well, thank you, Joe. I always look forward to it every week. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of fun with you because I know sometimes I don't send him this stuff a week ahead of time. I usually throw it at him the night he shows up. So to give you an idea that he has a clue and he knows what he's talking about, he always has an answer, you know.
Yeah, we don't have any prepping, that's for sure.
No, so no. And in this business, that's almost unheard of. So,
very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
unless you're a conservative going on CNN, because as I used to go, they would send me the topics ahead of time. And as I'm waiting in the room to go, we changed this one and this one. And now you're sitting there trying to figure out what you're going to say or what you're going to do, but whatever. Anyhow, all right, let's start off with there's so much to talk about when it comes especially to things going on here in California. Now, Governor Newsom, as I call him, he has signed a new law into effect now that would allow a 12-year-old or just somebody who's just over 12 years old to pretty much walk out of school or check themselves into one of these foster homes or a care home because they no longer feel safe at home or they don't want to be with their parents or what have you. I'm overgeneralizing here on purpose. And the parents don't have to be notified. You don't know what happened to your child. The school doesn't tell you anything. You don't know where your child is. Brad, this has got to be so unconstitutional. The Constitution is actually starting to smoke right now.
You are correct. I believe on its face it is very unconstitutional. And I will tell you, as a matter of, as a litigator, we at Pacific Justice Group, we have, more than 36 offices now across the country. We have over 200 cases in litigation. The one thing we've learned is in order to challenge something like this, you really have to have someone that's being or threatened to be directly impacted by it.
Wouldn't that be any parent with a 12-year-old child?
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's very quite possible that could happen. Ideally, it would be great to have a parent who had a child, 12-year-old, that's getting counseling, or maybe a 13-year-old that's, rebelling and they're having issues, and the child is threatened to leave home and to go to a place that the public school teacher is going to take them to. I mean, that's sort of the ideal case. But if any parent out there in California has a situation that they feel is putting them in more of a direct threat of this. And you're right, it could happen to any parent at any time, practically. But I want them to feel free to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. This, we believe, is a clear violation of the autonomy and the rights of parents over their children. This legislation is so bad, Joe, it doesn't require a professional assessment from a psychologist, psychiatrist. You have this kid just being taken out, and you can have a teacher pushing and promoting it, which a lot of public school teachers do who are into the LGBTQ movement. They're encouraging and fostering these flames of confusion. So I can see this happening quite a bit in California because of this new law. It's very, very disturbing. And the Governor Gavin Newsom will not live this down if he runs for president. It'll come back right back in his face, I'm sure.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. And I hope it bites him bad. This is the original law, right? Only allowed the kids to look for help, to seek help or get help in some cases. And they could be replaced or they could, you had to prove that the kid was mature enough to participate intelligently in these kind of conversations. And that they really truly felt they were in an abusive situation, danger of harm to themselves or others or what have you. But the new bill takes all that away. So they can actually, 12 and older, they can consent to mental health treatment and they could choose to be placed in a residential shelter without the parents' consent and or knowledge. And the thing that bothers me the most about that is the mere fact that you don't know where your kid is. What happens when you call the police and say, my son and daughter never came home?
Right.
You know the angst in a parent's heart over that kind of thing?
Yeah, and there is no due process. It completely guts due process
that's
protection
true too.
For parents, as well as due process that also protects the children. They're making these assessments. I mean, they're 12, 13 years old, and they've come to these conclusions? No, that's an age of terrible confusion and in terms of identity issues and insecurity and manhood and womanhood. I mean, it's very cruel because it can actually take a child from a home that has great support, great love, and also providing them with maybe great counseling from maybe the local pastor or a Christian, or a counselor or a psychologist. And it just takes them out of that and it puts them with strangers who really have no background on this child at all. And it could be very, very catastrophic, especially at that age where suicide is very high in that early adolescent phase of life.
You know, Brad, I'm sure you're watching and you've noticed more and more bills coming out of the legislature in California that are truly anti-parent bills. You there's no other way to say it. I mean, truly, they're anti-parent bills. And I find this amazing to me. I really do. That it goes through, so, you know, to your point that SCOTUS has to see that it's actually already affected somebody. They can't use any common sense and sitting there saying, wait a minute, 12-year-old checking themselves in, to your point, no due process, no this, no. You can't enforce this.
Right. And I will say, you don't have to have the perfect plaintiff, the perfect fact pattern necessarily with it at risk of happening imminently. But if there's a parent who has any distinctive elements or factors with regards to their particular child posing a higher risk of this happening, say, than other children, that would be more than enough to probably allow us to represent them in a case challenge. They should definitely give us a contact us at pji.org. pji.org.
All right, be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus when we return.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the attack on Israel as an act of pure evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed.
The conflict began when the Palestinian group Hamas launched bombs on Israel over the weekend. The president affirmed that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. Florida Governor DeSantis urging for tougher sanctions on Iran. He announced plans to propose legislation in the next session to target Hamas and restrict Iranian businesses in the state.
It's going to expand the prohibition on state investment in Iranian businesses to include the financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, technology, mining, metals, shipping, shipbuilding, and port sectors.
No winner in Powerball, so it rolls over Wednesday night to $1.7 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mattingly, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me here on the show. I mean, whether you're texting or tweeting or Xing or whatever they're calling it nowadays, I really don't care. But I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, that you spend with us, and you spend paying attention, listening, and all of that. So let me bring him back on because he's much smarter than I am. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, kind of get some insight, tell you what your legal rights are, what you have the ability to do, how you can protect your kids. One way to protect your children in the state of California is to leave. It is. That's how bad it's getting here. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just calling, talking to you now from our new office in Florida. And, you know, it's so great being here in Florida since we moved on this season.
Yeah. No.
No, it's too humid.
You're a true
Florida
warrior.
For me.
You're not going anywhere. I know that.
No, I'll be the last. I'll be the last one firing the musket, you know.
Well, yeah, you and I'd be so. Shaking hands on the way out the door and saying, "We tried."
No, I have no plans of leaving anytime soon, and you know, the weather helps, but there's much more than just the weather keeping me here, and along with many others who are fighting the fight to not lose our freedoms and liberties in this very totalitarian state.
Totalitarian. I mean. It is. We have the definitely dictator in chief gives a whole new meaning when you talk about you know, Governor Newsom. Seriously.
Yeah. And in some parts of California are actually much worse than others, and others are better than others. When the pandemic hit, it was night and day when you compared Los Angeles County right next to Orange County. And Orange County, we had our freedom, for the most part. In Los Angeles County, you know, you in this totally different world and universe. It was it's a very unique state within itself. And I'm glad it is that we have some places that at least give the hope of freedom more than perhaps others.
Well, you know, somebody just sent me a note here and said, "Hey." Because we're talking about this, AB 665 gave all youth and older, ready for this? This is how they pushed it. It gave them the same opportunity to access mental health care based on their own consent, regardless of insurance type. So if they felt they needed help and their parents didn't feel like they needed help, you know, the parents' insurance weren't going to cover them. They could get it from the state. That's how they sold it. So, I mean, it's just amazing how they'll twist, turn, lie, do what they have to do to try to sell this stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, and the kids are going to pay the price. You know, I think it's important just to step back for a moment and just look at the facts, the statistics. So one real important fact is that more than 70% of children who have real gender identity dysphoria, it's a mental condition, confusion about their gender, more than 70%, if just left alone, not got counseling, just left alone, will no longer have that confusion by the time they graduate from high school. If just left alone. So yet, here we have a law saying, if they say, you know, I feel like I'm the opposite gender, I'm going to run away, I want medical treatment, what is the state going to do? They're going to do what they've been proven to do, which is to encourage it, to pull it along, to take custody away from the parents eventually, and to start the process. We at Pacific Justice Institute, more than once, we have had to go into court to halt these kinds of maneuvers by the state of California, and have saved the lives and saved the ability for these kids to live normal and healthy lives and have potentially children down the road. And this has happened more than once. And if we had intervened in those cases, it would have turned out very dark and very different.
I find some of this interesting only from a standpoint of 12-year-olds having the mental capacity to be able to make decisions. Are we serious here? Do we not stand a chance, even at the state Supreme Court level, of pointing this out?
Yeah, there's a chance that this could be the Supreme Court could take a look at this, and if we had the right plaintiff, and this could be challenged as a violation of parental fundamental rights over their children, because it's so absent and devoid of due process.
Yeah,
and when you have fundamental rights, you have to have correlative due process protections to make sure that that right is not just being willy-nilly, you know, trampled upon. So that would be the primary thrust of a challenge to this. It's new. Our legal department is looking at it. We have a special legislative counsel that's just come on staff, a very, very sharp attorney. And I know she's going to be very helpful as we go through these bills and assess which ones are more likely to be successful in challenge versus others.
Yeah, it is again, I'm stuck on some of these laws that are being passed against parents, like the parents are always the enemy and the kids are the geniuses. And we know, you and I both know, that the children don't usually make the right decisions at 11 and 12 and 13. Again, I don't even know where to go with this. Just amazing to me. All right, let's talk about the textbooks, right? So, you know, if you think about it, school districts, there's over 1,000 school districts here in California, and they're voted in, these people are voted in, guys like me, we're voted in by the people who live here, by the people in the community, by the people close by. And it's amazing the state now has stepped in and said, you know what, you're too dumb to figure it out on your own, and, you know, we know what's best for everybody in this state, so we're going to, and the funny thing about it, we don't really ban books, but they're going to stop us from banning books or rejecting textbooks based on teachings about the contributions of people from different racial backgrounds, sexual orientations, gender identities. And it's funny how they spin this, because that leads the people to believe that the only reason the school boards are doing this is because, you know, maybe it's talking about gay people and I'm a devoted Christian. No, that's not why we've pushed some books out. It's because there were actual illustrations of how to have oral sex, how to have anal sex, how to have sex, period. Not really what we want to teach our kids in high school. We should be able to beat this, you know, as a school board. We should be able to push back on this based on that, because the wording matters, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And it is shocking. Joe, it is absolutely shocking what our public schools and our public school libraries and the curriculum, what is being given to children, not even just teenagers, but to children at the elementary school level, what's being made available. And so here you have some of these school districts, not most of them in California, but there are some who are parent-friendly, who are not just puppets of the leftist, radical, perverted teachers union. And these few school districts are now basically, they're the reason this became law, because the state says, no, we want to make sure that all children everywhere throughout California is given our radical, inappropriate material so we can mess them up and twist and distort their worldview and make it divergent from the average family. So it's a very sinister, it's evil, and it's really disheartening because, you know, there have been school districts in California that have been able to stand the line, you know, listen to parents, do the right thing, adopt the right policies. This is effectively trying to truncate those school districts from being able to listen to parents and be school districts of the parents, of the people, of the students in that community.
Yeah, I love this stuff because you look at it and you have to keep saying to people, how many of your rights should we... Look, you voted for us. It's funny, I was just talking to a senator and an assembly person from California and said, you guys are so far away from this. The people in my area can't just fly up, drive up for your hearing, sit there for 4 hours and hope to God they get a chance to speak. And when you get online with them now, they have the whole Zoom or call-in thing, they only give you a lot of time for that, too. You may not even get on at all. So... the books are never banned. They can always get them on their smartphone. They can get them on their iPad. They can get them on whatever kind of pad or laptop or whatever they have. But we're elected to take care of the local people. We're elected to look at the environment that we're in, the people who hired us, for lack of a better term. And that's how we should be voting. Is it not?
Yeah, you're right. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
they don't have to vote for local school boards. They can just simply vote for one state school education board. End of discussion. All right. We're going to go for a break.
Right.
Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up for Brad Dinkins after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be a part of the solution. This is the way to win. You be part of the solution. You keep pounding away. I had a mom recently that was having some issues in the school district. I turned her on to Brad and Brad's team over at PJI.org. She got the information she needed, and after, you ready for this? After a year of pounding away and staying on it, she won. So nothing gets fixed in a couple of meetings. You guys who show up for two or three or four school board meetings, and you think you're lost because nothing has changed, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You need to keep poking away until you get what you want. It's really interesting because I've been with parents, I've talked to parents who have fought to get what they want in everything but except when it comes to their kids' education, because they're so intimidated by what the educators are saying to them and telling them. You have to look at them and just say, yeah, I'm glad that you have 32 years of experience, but I've got 14 years of experience with my child. And once you screw him up, I'll have another 60 years of experience with my child screwed up. So, no, I'm not giving in. I'm not letting you do this. Let's find another option here. And sometimes you just need that little letter from the attorney that says, hey, you're wrong. Do you really want to fight this? Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and we enjoy writing those letters.
Yeah, I know you do. You know, but it truly is. It's a matter of when they when they think, and it's not just school boards, it's not just, you know, districts. You see this in a lot of areas, but, you know, they're stuck in a way of doing something. They've been told they have to do it a certain way, whether it's right or wrong. This is the way the district handles it. And sometimes the district is wrong. But they're stuck in this rut or this policy, and it takes somebody to push back. It takes somebody to step in and say, hey, no, we're not going to do this. And we're not going to allow you to do this. And we are willing to take it to court if you don't want to change your mindset. I'm sure you've had many cases like that with school districts where a simple letter got them to change their mind. Have you not?
Oh, yeah. In fact, usually. That's actually the norm. We have more of those cases resolved that way than we do with litigation. In fact, you know, when we first started out, we had to litigate. We had to prove ourselves. But now every school district in California knows who Pacific Justice Institute is. They know our track record. They know we have the resources, the persistence, the time, the expertise. And because of that, we're able to get things resolved usually without litigation, and which is very, you know, comfortable for us because I don't like to waste tax dollars. So we give them the case law, everything right up front. We don't hold back so they can see it right from day one, how they're messing up, and then usually much more likely to quickly correct their ways. And that's what we try to do at PJI across the country.
Well, that's true. I know it's true. I've seen what you've done for people, and not just in the case of simple educational. I mean, you've been a real advocate and a help for people that are fighting Child Protective Services when they've really truly done nothing wrong.
Those are heartbreaking. We're leading the nation in providing emergency counsel to parents who have social workers threatening to take their children for illegitimate reasons or no reason at all. And we have a great resource on our website. It's called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS or Social Workers. And also another article, What to Do When CPS Calls or Knocks on Your Door. And those are available for free on our website. Every parent with children under the age of 18 should have a copy of both of these printed out. They're free. They can get these at pji.org.
You know, it's really funny when you look at this and I think about what you're saying. You guys will go out of your way to get manuals and information on things that you like and you want, and you'll do all your research on a new laptop or a new facial cream or something like that. And when it comes to your kids, you got to wait for the crap to hit the fan to move. I'm telling you, in today's world and today's schools, you need to have your information up front. Really, it's that
right.
Simple. You need to have the information up front. You need, you teachers, too. You need to know what your rights are. You need to know what you can push back on, what they can force you to do, what they can't force you to do. You know, again, I've had teachers call me from not just my own district, because, somehow my name got out there on that big, bad interweb, asking questions about what their rights are, what school board members want to see and not see. And I always say the same thing. You need to find out what your school board policy is. And if you feel like it's not right, you need to get a hold of PJI. Let them know what you're going through, and they will help you, tell you what you have rights to and what you don't. I mean, good advice.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they need to do earlier rather than later. And in fact, the bulk of the value of what we provide for people is actually, especially with regard to social workers, it's before the children are taken. After the kids are taken, there's very little counsel that we can give them to correct it at that point. But before the kids are taken, if they follow what we advise, they have a better than a 98% chance of keeping their children from being taken. And so that's very, very helpful, and we have that available on our website. And we also give school boards counsel as well. You know,
yes.
These school districts that are going to be required, Joe, to just have hideous, grotesque, obscene, perverted stuff given to little children. Well, these school districts still have a weapon, and one of the big weapons they still have is the ability to give notice to parents of the specifics that are in their curriculum, but their child is actually seeing,
yep,
what's in the school library, and they can even attach a list of alternative places to get an education in terms of homeschooling, organizations, private schools, religious schools, you name it. They can just say, here's all the garbage. And by the way, here's alternatives. You know, school board members, their obligation is not to grow the school district or even keep it the same size. Their goal is to do what they're elected to do and keep the trust of parents, giving notice, explicit notice to parents to know what's going on so they can make the right choice for their child. That's a healthy school board, and many of them are not aware that they can do this.
And many, let's be frank about it, because I deal with some of them, many of them don't want to do it. They think it's perfectly fine. You know, what I find is the hypocrisy with some of these school boards is when you see a parent, and you've seen this, you know this is true, you see a parent get up there and start reading a book, and they never say this book is in your library anymore. They used to do that. Now they just start reading the book. And you'll see the people on the school board, they get a little irritated. They're like, well, what are you doing? You shouldn't be reading that here. We have kids in the audience, right? And they're going, yeah, exactly right. You have kids in the audience, and yet these books are in your library, in your classrooms, in your schools, and you're worried about the kids here seeing them. You know, I love that. I love that they do that now because it shows you the hypocrisy of that school board by saying, you've approved these books for the library for these young kids, but you can't hear it yourself. You find it offensive yourself. That's just sick.
Yeah, it's sick. It's twisted. And yet it's all too common in our public schools and across the country. And, you know, parents, they need to step up. You know, are their kids worth it? Public schools are not the same as they used to be. Many parents are becoming aware of that. They need to take that knowledge and information and act responsibly and lovingly for their children. And usually, I think that results in children being pulled out of public schools and into alternative educational sources.
Well, you know, again, I love the fact that you guys are out there fighting for us, that there's so much going on, so much, you know, that we have to pay attention to. And really, it helps. It helps to know. I mean, it helps me as a trustee to know that I've got somebody out there on my side, not going to just tell me. And again, I respect the legal counsel that we have for the school district. Their job is to protect the district. That's their number one goal and job. But that's not always the best for the student. You know what I'm saying? So it's nice.
Right.
For me, it's very nice to pick up the phone and say, Brad, I got this going on. Can I fight this? How can I fight this? What's the proper way to do this? What's the proper way of not being a bull in a china shop and making your job impossible? You know, and you've been a big help to me, and you've been, and because you've given me that information, I've been able to give it to other trustees up and down the state who, you know, at first didn't know about you, but now I believe they do. And, you know, it helps make it easier. It helps us protect the kids.
Yeah, you know? And that's what it's all about, is protecting the kids. And that's something we do not have in public schools. We do not have it with the teachers' unions. That's why it's important for parents to step up and to do what is necessary to make sure their kids are protected.
Simple. Fight for your kids. Look, one of your attorneys told me that basically the bottom line, when it was this new book ban, if you would. We never really ban books because they can always get them on their smartphones and iPads, like I said earlier. But the reality is you can ban pornography from school districts. So go to those books. Most of those books have illustrations for if this trustee's listening. Most of those books have illustrations of kids or young people having sex. And you could simply say, look, that book, it actually has pictures, illustrations of how to have sex. That's pornography. Let's get them off the shelf. Don't even go after them for any other thing. Anyhow, I'm sorry. Ate up your time. 20 seconds. Tell us how they can get a hold of you.
You bet. They can go to pji.org. They can sign up to get our free e-newsletters. If they need help, we have great resources, like I mentioned. It's simply pji.org. If they want to support us, they can also make a donation online as well. We greatly appreciate it.
Yep. All right, Brad, God bless. Thanks for what you do, people. Be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk to a pastor in Los Angeles County about Israel. We'll talk a little bit.